This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The families of hostages held in Gaza and their supporters on Friday continued their four-day march from southern Israel to Jerusalem to demand their loved ones be set free. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has this report.
The four-day march ends Saturday near the official residence of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The protesters marched while holding banners and posters showing pictures of the hostages. This is Benny Gantz, member of Israel's war cabinet. We are with you all the time, not only this morning, but every day, all day, and in everywhere that we are, whether it's during field visits or during cabinet meetings or army visits, and all what is need to be done in order to promote the goal to bring the hostages back. Some 130 hostages remain, and Israel says about a quarter of them are dead. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
The EU says it will send funds to Gaza's main aid provider after the UN agency agrees to an audit. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
The European Commission chief spokesperson, Eric Mam, said,
"We have asked that an audit be launched. This audit will now be launched since UNRWA has agreed to it, and it will be..."
The UNRWA agency is reeling from allegations that 12 of its 13,000 Gaza staff members participated in the October 7th Hamas attacks in southern Israel. The agency fired the employees, but more than a dozen countries suspended funding. Israel's subsequent offensive in Gaza following October the 7th has driven 80% of Gaza's population of 2.3 million Palestinians from their homes. UN officials say a quarter of the population is starving. The agency is the main supplier of food, water and shelter, but it is also on the brink of financial collapse. I'm Karen Shamas.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com.